They ain't. It's just a little piece of cork in a hole. That, but I don't know what this is called.
Okay. You say it was so cold last night that the water pipes
froze.
And what?
Well, I'd say busted if I was at home. Really. Now, this is why usually when I'm here, I just say they busted. Or,
yeah.
But really, you know, if I was at work or somewhere, I'd say they burst it.
Okay. And you say, if you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would...
But, see, at home, I'd say bust.
Okay.
But really, burst.
See, at home, I'd say bust.
And you say, so you say, if you turn on the water and nothing comes out of the faucet, you say, the water pipes must have...
Busted.
Okay.
Well, really, that's what I find myself doing. Because I grew up saying one thing, but, you know, a lot of things I know the difference.
Yeah.
Only there's one word that I've always said, that we always said, that I didn't actually know that it wasn't right until people began to laugh at me. And that's when, if you see a snake, I'll say it was coiled up. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard anybody say that? Instead of saying it was coiled up or it was curled up, I'd say, well, it was all coiled up. And see, I didn't really realize the word wasn't even a word until people began to laugh at me when I said it.
Well, sure, it's a word. People around here use it.
So that's some of my words. That's where they are.
Never heard that one.
That's what we always said, but it really means coil, you see. But we said coil. And I said it one day at work, and this man laughed, and he says, I've heard one other person say that word, and said, I got so tickled when I heard her say it. Said, but she's talking about seeing a snake, and said she said it was all. She said, he said, I can't think of the word she used. I said, quiet. He said, that's it. I said, that's what I've always said.
That's interesting. I never read that. Say, if you wanted to pour something into, say, something like a Coke bottle that had a real narrow mouth, you'd use a
funnel.
Okay. And say, if you were driving horses and you wanted to go faster, you'd hit them with a...
Well, a whip is what we always had at home. One of those whips.
Did you use the same thing on mules?
We did.
Whip?
We just had we called it a wagon whip. It was just a long, had a long handle and a big long lash thing on it. And that's, we just had the one. That's all.
What different animals did you have? What different work animals did you have?
Well, when I was growing up, we had a pair of mules, and we had a. Then we also at different times had maybe a horse, a riding horse, or a mare.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had at one time we had a jenny, and a little cart to go with it. And but I guess that's all the work animals.
Did you ever see any work animals similar to, I guess similar to bulls?
Oxen. They used to have oxen, but I've never seen them.
Have you ever seen them work, heard about them, what you'd call them working together?
A team of oxen?
Uh-huh.
No, just read about them. See, this is all I'm familiar with. Mm-hmm. The yoke of oxen, a team of oxen. I've never even seen any. That is beyond my time.
Yeah. Say if you bought some apples or something at the store, the grocer would put them in a
sack, I'd say.
Okay, what would it be made out of?
Well, of course, nowadays it would be a paper sack, but now I can't remember when they were these burlap sacks or grass sacks or something.
Mm-hmm. What, is there any other name for burlap sack?